This is a rare moment in our show, Al. This is exciting to me.
Yeah.
When I was pondering winner of the week, given that the biggest story in America this week has been Hurricane Ian and what the damage is done, and I saw the video of a man who was out in the middle of the storm waving a flag.
Which one?
Eagles.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No, there were a lot of loot chicks out there, man.
No, Al, we weren't going with that one.
I almost named this man winner of the week. And if I knew he was calling in, I might have done it.
We weren't sure because we weren't sure of the signals down there.
His name is Gabe. I'll get his full name.
Ferrara.
This Gabe Ferrara. Oh. Gabe Ferrara, Al. He held the flag of the Eagles out in 150-mile-an-hour wind.
We should retweet that, Al.
He is a hero. Yeah. Gabe is out alive with us. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, how you doing?
Gabe, where exactly do you live in Florida?
I'm in Cape Coral, Florida. I was... The eye literally went right over me.
Oh, my God. How bad is it there? How much damage was done?
Well, I was fortunately, I was very lucky. But you go anywhere to a little south of Cape, it's total devastation. Fort Myers Beach is gone. Sanibel is pretty much gone. Naples, Bonita, up a lot of parts of Cape Coral, and a little further north. It's total devastation.
Wow,
Gabe. We are our sympathies go out to everybody out there struggling with this. In the midst of this, you had a sudden desire to bring out your Eagles flag and wave it in the street. It looked like you were wearing like gym shorts or something, and you were running around. Gabe, what possessed you to do that?
Well, as the storm was approaching, I saw that video several times of the guy that went out with the American flag and had the Slayer song playing in the background. And my mother moved down here a year ago after my father died, and I said, Ma, I'm going to run out there with the Eagles flag when this thing approaches and do the same thing. But I need you to hold the camera. And it's and to be fair to everybody, it wasn't 155 when I got out there. Obviously, there's no way I would be able to stand. But from what I got back in and heard the meteorologist said, it was easily 128, close to 130 miles per hour while I was out there. And I'll tell you, it was pretty the force of wind is just pretty incredible. But I've never seen anything like this. This is the craziest thing. And I lived through Sandy back in Jersey. But this is a different beast. And people, you know, are talking about it's not a Cat 5. I really want listeners to understand something. It might as well have been a Cat 5. And I'll say this. Because it only moved 7 to 8 miles per hour, where Cape Coral sustained the longest wind speed of 138 miles an hour for as long as up to 8 hours straight. It was unreal. I thought my roof was going to come off every time.
Wow. Gabe, there's only one thing you said that it makes me nervous, all right? That was filmed by your mother?
Yeah.
How old is your mother?
My mother is 78 years old.
Oh,
what the hell? You had her out there in 100-mile-an-hour winds, Gabe.
Well, she's a diehard Eagles fan, 25 years, season ticket holder. And she was pregnant with me at a game, and she goes, I'm going to name my son after the quarterback. And my middle brother says, it better not be Roman. And she says, no, I'm going to name him Gabriel after Roman Gabriel.
Wow. Your mom is awesome. So she got out there because she wanted you to go viral. Did you know you would get so much exposure with that video?
Absolutely not, but my friends and family back home in Philly and Jersey, I knew they would like it and share it and make comments, but at no point did I ever, I'm not a viral kind of guy, I don't try to go viral, but it just happened, and, you know, it's pretty awesome, but in the midst of what happened down here, it doesn't seem really important at all, but it was pretty awesome at the moment, and, you know, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, but these Floridian people are just relentless people. They know what they have to do, and there's no chaos or anything crazy happening. They know exactly how to handle this type of thing. Now, there's so many new people down here, and over COVID have moved down here, don't have no idea, but the Floridians are helping. They're helping everybody. And the neighbors, they're just like true people, man. They are out there helping people that have never experienced anything like this.
Well, you are a winner of the week to me, but I'll be honest, Gabe, now that I have more information, I think I would name your mom. And would you tell your mom for us here in Philadelphia that she's a hero, too, for taking that video? Because Eagle fans saw that, and they went, wow, we got fans everywhere. Great fans, even in a horrible situation, you thought to fly the flag for your team. Gabe,
yes,
stay
sir.
Safe, my friend, and thank you so much for checking in with us.
All right, go Birds.